sponsor of a new feature film that retells William Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet in Yiddish. In fact, the name of the film is Romeo and Juliet in Yiddish. It's been screened for enthusiastic audiences in Europe, and today the movie has its U.S. debut at Lincoln Center as part of the New York Jewish Film Festival. John Kalish reports that the film stars first-time actors who left their close-knit Hasidic communities in Brooklyn.
In 2006, director Eve Annenberg stumbled upon Chulent, a weekly gathering of edgy Orthodox and formerly Orthodox Jews. Annenberg was very much taken with the Hasidic garb, which struck her as Shakespearean, and the sound of people speaking in the language of her grandparents.
Hearing Yiddish spoken natively by very young people, it's absolutely exhilarating. It doesn't matter if you don't speak Yiddish. I don't speak Yiddish.
Annenberg got a group of young men who left the Satmar community in Williamsburg to translate the play into Yiddish. It took a year, and over the course of that time, the director was entertained by the stories of two of the dropouts, who lived in a van and engaged in weed smuggling, credit card fraud, and fabricating lost baggage claims at airports.
It was really cinematic, funny stuff. And I thought, wow. We can use all this. This is great. Let's share this. Let's put it up on the screen. Let's tell it now.
Mendy Zafir was about 17 when he left Satmar. He has a face that's been described as angelic. Zafir is now 26 and runs a marketing business in Borough Park that serves the Orthodox community. He still remembers those first weeks and months away from Satmar without any marketable skills, unable to speak English.
I once slept on the subway for a month with a friend of mine, and I used to sleep in a van with laser. I had all kind of funny situations.
Those days living in a van are recreated in the film.
Hey, laser, I have a friend. She needs help with her translation. Old Yiddish to New Yiddish. Want the job?
Okay. Does she have any food?
Maybe.
Chocolate?
Possibly.
Weed?
Want a job?
Okay. Shkoyach.
Isaac Schoenfeld, who coordinates the Chulent gathering, says the young actors in the film who left the religious life are traveling down an arduous path.
You're leaving community. You're leaving family. You're leaving friends. You're leaving ritual. You're leaving comfort. I mean, if you want to make somebody insane right quick, take away from them all those things.
The young men and women in the film grew up in Hasidic households with no TV and never went to movies until they left home. A couple of them show real promise as actors, says Eve Shapiro, an acting teacher at Juilliard who coached them. She was charmed by Weiss and Zafir, who play Romeo and Benvolio, respectively.
They have charisma, and that's something you cannot teach. You either have it or you don't.
Annenberg's retelling of Romeo and Juliet has the warring Montague and Capulet clans bearing a distinct resemblance to the Satmar and Lubavitch Hasidic sects. The character of Friar Lawrence has been transformed into Rabbi Lawrence, and Juliet's famous "Wherefore art thou" soliloquy is delivered from a Brooklyn fire escape.
Romeo, Romeo, haske mizan, Romeo, vergesst dann obstach. Fafar ob dann nimmt, im nisch, schweden liebe zu mir, in ihr war meine Janken Capulet.
There's a brief bit of nudity in one scene, which would make the film problematic for Orthodox Jews who observed tznius, or sexual modesty. Already a post on an Orthodox Jewish woman's website referred to the movie as a chilel Hashem, a desecration of God's name. Actor Laser Weiss, who plays Romeo, bristles at such talk.
This is not a chilel Hashem. This is something beautiful. And if you don't get it, call me up and discuss it with me. But chilel Hashem doesn't make any sense because it's not even close to what we're trying to do here.
Malki Weiss, who plays Juliet and grew up in a Satmar family, has six sisters, and at least one will see the film at Lincoln Center.
One sister for sure, and another sister might come see it. I don't want anybody else to come see it. They would just get angry and not really get the movie.
Weiss fell in love with the actor who plays Romeo during the making of the film. They are now living together in Williamsburg and working on a screenplay about the clash of hipsters and Hasidim in their neighborhood. Director Eve Annenberg hopes to film another Shakespearean classic in Yiddish this summer. For WNYC, I'm John Kalish.